This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 10th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, this is item four. It's the heavy within the It is Reg 2014-9, amendment of 11 CFR 115. And thank you, Nevin Stepanovic. You've been here all day, too. And Amy Rothstein, thank you. Is there a presentation? Do you have a presentation?
I'd be happy to make one.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. On November 18, 2014, the Commission received a petition for rulemaking from Public Citizen, and the petition asks the Commission to amend its regulations regarding federal contractors. The Commission published a notice of availability on March 30, 2015, and the public comment period closed on May 29. In all, the Commission received about 19,750 comments from individuals and 9 comments from organizations and elected officials. All but 2 comments supported a petition. The next step in the process is for the Commission to determine whether to initiate a rulemaking or issue a notice of disposition. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions of counsel? Any comments? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think most of what I want to say is incorporated into the motions, which I will read at the appropriate moment, so I won't repeat all that. First of all, I want to apologize to Mr. Holman from Public Citizen, who sat here for many hours earlier today and finally gave up on us, but perhaps is still listening out there. We did get, for us, a lot of comments. We don't usually get 20,000 comments, but we did get almost 20,000 comments, and the consensus was almost unanimous that people want us to move forward on this. I know that a couple of organizations had submitted comments saying they did not want us to move forward, and they had concerns about the particular proposal that Public Citizen presented to us. But if we were to do a rulemaking, obviously we would put out alternatives, and we might not adopt the exact proposal that Public Citizen put before us. There are also some interesting examples that we could follow from Connecticut and the New York City Campaign Finance Board, both of whom submitted comments that were, I thought, helpful. The New York City Campaign Finance Board, in particular, noted that the issue that we're talking about is related to pay-to-play rules, and the New York City Campaign Finance Board noted the pay-to-play ban and other laws like it are at risk of being rendered unenforceable if corporations can skirt the law by creating nominal subsidiaries to make political contributions. To create a complex web of subsidiaries with varying stakes in contracting misleads the public and undermines the pay-to-play ban's purpose of preventing actual and perceived corruption. So I believe that we should open a rulemaking, and we should put out any number of alternatives and solicit public comment on which of those, if any, is the best, and proceed with this in accordance with the views of the almost 20,000 commenters that that took the time, and we appreciate it, to weigh in on this. And at the appropriate moment, I'd be happy to make a motion.
Okay. Any other comments? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I won't be able to support the motion. I looked at the motion, went through the petition. I can't say that I read every comment. I tried to get a representative sample across the board. Obviously, it's generated a lot of passion, a lot of interest. This matter arose in the aftermath of an enforcement matter involving Chevron, and the allegation was that that it had violated the government contractor contribution ban by giving a contribution to a super PAC, and the Commission voted 5-1 to dismiss that complaint on the basis that the parent corporation was not a government contractor. It did have a subsidiary that was engaged in government contracts, but it was the finding of the commission that the subsidiary and the parent were distinct. Were distinct entities in terms of its management and directors, and that it had sufficient revenues from other sources that were not tied to government contracting to make the contribution. And so that decision was 5-1. The commission, then the complainant from that matter filed this petition. And as I've looked through the this issue and go back and realize that the way that the commission has treated government contractors has been in place, that the mode of analysis that we used in the Chevron matter is the same analysis that we've used for over 30 years, I think going back to late 70s, early 80s. And not only do we apply that in the context of government contractors, but have in the context of domestic subsidiaries of foreign parents, congressionally chartered corporations, national banks, development of how we're going to analyze those entities have developed in tandem, and using the mode of analysis that we used in Chevron. So, to at this point yank one of those pieces out and so have those other entities governed by a different standard than what government contractors would be governed by, I think would be problematic in its own right. But probably even a larger issue is that in the time that the commission has employed the analysis that it has with respect to subsidiaries that are government contractors of parents that are not, like I said, it's been going on four decades, and Congress has had numerous occasions to amend the act, and has on a number of occasions, but it's never touched this. And I think that, at least from my perspective, that there is some significance to be derived from that. I was persuaded by comments that talk about that. That Congress, when it enacted the government contractor ban, did so against a background of common law corporate principles, and among those are traditional principles regarding limited liability and the piercing of the corporate veil. And we haven't been instructed by Congress to disrupt that background understanding, though they've amended the law on a number of different occasions, that's something that they've never nudged us to amend. And so I really do think that this matter is one for Congress to give us some direction. If it is believed that the commission has been applying the analysis incorrectly, or that it wishes us to modify that analysis, I believe that that's more in the purview of Congress to give us that direction. So I appreciate the efforts of my colleagues, and I understand their concerns in this area, but I won't be able to support the motion.
Thank you. Any other comments? I've obviously signed on to this, and I was in the majority in the Chevron matter. And part of the concern that I had in that was that I did not think that the rules were sufficient to be able to deal with the situation that presented itself in that matter. And so it was necessary to make the decision that I thought was potentially inappropriate, actually. And so I think that with my colleague, I don't necessarily sign on to any proposal that has been made, such as the one that's been made by Public Citizen in their proposal about how to deal with this situation. But given the interest of the public in this matter and the concerns that obviously a lot of people feel relating to the law in this arena, that it would be helpful for us to open rulemaking to be able to look at making a more clear rule. So with that.
And don't get us started on domestic subsidiaries of foreign companies.
Right, that's right. That's next.
Because that's, you know, we've got a lot of comments on that one, too.
Yes.
But I hear the chair recognizing me for a motion.
Yes.
Whereas on November 18th, 2014, Public Citizen submitted a petition requesting that the Commission clarify how its rules regarding the ban on federal contractor contributions apply to entities of the same corporate family. Whereas the Commission received approximately 19,750 comments on the notice of availability published in the Federal Register on March 30th, 2015. Whereas all but two of those comments supported the petition and urged the Commission to open a rulemaking to clarify its federal contractor rules as requested by the petition. Whereas the Connecticut State Elections Enforcement Commission and the New York City Campaign Finance Board submitted comments describing how their government contractor regulations apply to entities from the same corporate family. Whereas the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, in an en banc decision, recently rejected a constitutional challenge to the federal contractor ban and held that, quote, our national experience supports Congress's fear that political contributions by government contractors can corrupt and interfere with merit-based administration, end quote. Of government, Wagner v. FEC, 793 F. 3rd 1 at 21, D.C. Circa 2015. I move that the Commission open a rulemaking and that the Office of General Counsel draft a notice of proposed rulemaking that proposes to revise 11 CFR Part 115 and seeks public comment as to whether the rules should be amended as recommended in the petition filed by Public Citizen or whether the Commission should adopt another method, such as the methods used by the Connecticut State Elections Enforcement Commission or the New York City Campaign Finance Board.
All right. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No.
All right, Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Weintraub, Walter, and myself voting yes, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting no. So the items that remain that we can either put over until Tuesday morning or continue with now are item 5, the rulemaking priorities and proposals, item 7, commission documents, public disclosure, and then finally the motion to set priorities, item 8. Commissioner Walter, do you want to have that heard today?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No? All right. So we should
worry. Is Jessica Selenkoff still with us?
She's here. She's downstairs in her office.
Oh. Well, I didn't know if there was any interest in hearing a presentation on the tech modernization. We didn't get to that last time.
Right.
And I don't think it's ripe for a vote today, but I wouldn't mind getting it started in the discussion phase. And I didn't know if that might be something we'd like a presentation on.
I think that that is a very lengthy document,
okay.
And so it might be best to
put
have
it over
that
to Tuesday,
because I'm looking at Commissioner Hunter's desire to get
it. That's already gone. So
that's gone.
Whatever
okay.
You want to do.
Well, what's the will of the rest of the commission? Has Jessica.
Maybe a good Tuesday morning activity.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Document.
Whatever you want to do. I'll stay if you want. I'll leave. Whatever you want.
You know, Commissioner Walter, to sort of get this item off the agenda, would you be willing to have a discussion or vote on this matter, which we can probably do quickly? Item 8. Well, it's the point of no return.
It's up to you. Take a decision.
I think we should do Commissioner Walter's motion because otherwise, since it won't take long,
it goes to
the backlog,
all the issues.
So why should we add that to Tuesday's
okay.
Agenda?
Jessica, I don't know that we agree. I think we're going to hear from you another time.
I was listening to y'all.
Thank you.
You've been waiting for this moment.
Okay. Well, what's the preference here? I think that...
We were
discussing having a quick discussion and motion on item 8, the Commissioner Walter's motion to set priorities and scheduling. And then, Jessica, Tuesday morning, bright and early, we want you... okay?
That would be great.
All right.